Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on the program today, Alison Fromager, has been writing poems for years. She enjoys being creative, and now she has decided it's time to share. Prime Poems is her first book of poetry. One review says Alison puts her own touches on common themes and makes them her own by infusing pure feelings into her work and delving into difficult but necessary subjects that plague today's society. Alison lives on a beautiful island, Jersey, in the Channel Islands, a single parent who enjoys writing, crafting, gardening, and reading. Prime Poems, a collection from first-time author Alison Fromager, our guest on today's This Week in America. Alison, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Looking forward to having you on the program to talk about this. This is the first book, and it's always exciting to have that first book, put it together, actually see the copy, hold it in your hands, have people reading and get reaction. Let's talk about the decision to actually publish this first book of poems. How difficult was that a decision to go ahead and do this?
It was quite scary, but it's exciting as well because you're your own critic, really, and it's nice to have feedback on what you've been able to write. So I've really, really enjoyed seeing this in print now.
Yes, and the reaction has been really quite favorable. They really enjoy your perspective and the writing. Talk about putting the collection together. How did you go about putting this collection together, this assortment of poems?
I wanted to put a whole collection of world events, and because I've got a file full of poems, I wanted not just sadness, I wanted happiness, you know, I wanted things like the World Wide Web and how good it is and how bad it can be.
Yes.
So I wanted to raise issues within the world today as well. So it was quite hard, but we got there.
Well, yes, and we'll talk about some of the different themes that you talk about with some of the poems throughout the program. Once again, the book is Prime Poems. You'll find information, can order the book at bookventure.com in their bookstore, and we'll put that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can click on directly and get information on Alison's book. From your standpoint, what was it like going back? Now, I would assume a lot of these poems go back a number of years. What was it like going back and revisiting and putting this collection together from that standpoint, from a memory standpoint?
Yes, some of them, because some were quite sad when I went through a sad period in my time, it did bring some memories back. But then I realized how far I've got from, you know, what obstacles were put in my way that I've managed to get over. So it's sort of a reminder how far you've come.
Yes, and as a reader, you can help us through. Sometimes we can smile as we're reading a particular poem. We can go back and feel maybe some of the anguish that the sorrow that we felt at a particular point in time, and help us put it all into perspective. Does that do it for you as well? Did you go back and maybe see things a little bit differently now, a few years after you've written the poem?
Oh, yes, definitely. I would definitely say so, because as you're writing, your writing changes as you get older.
Yes.
So, yes, it was really interesting. And, I mean, there are a couple of poems which sort of make me feel a bit, really emotional. But that's part of what the writing's about.
Yeah, what are those? What are some of the ones that when you went back, it's like, wow, this hit me a little harder than I thought it was going to this time?
Yes. I think one of them was What If, because we all ask,
yes,
what if, and this related to something that happened, and I didn't get a chance to say something to someone, and that person passed away. So I think that one would really, you know, even if I read it now, it would still bring up all these questions of, would have it changed things? My other favourite one is my mum. So, and unfortunately, she's not here anymore to see, or my father, to see the book being published. But I know they would have supported me from where they are.
Well, yes, and you talk about that, having the support of your parents as you wrote this, and that What If is just an example of a theme, and you use it for something that happened in experience in your life. But all of us go through what if moments and wonder what if and how things would have changed. It's just one of the many poems that will touch so many people in the book Prime Poems by Alison Fromager, our guest on the program. That's Fromager. Book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You'll find it at Amazon as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. Talk about this interest in poetry. When did this become an interest for you? And you decided that this is really a way that I can express myself and touch other people as well.
Yes, now, my poetry started when I was a teenager, and I was going through a really rough time, didn't really understand who I was or what I wanted to do, and that's how I expressed myself. So it was just a way of releasing whatever emotion was inside me, and I've just grown from that.
Did you keep a journal through the years? Have you written down the poems and kept all of them?
I've kept a majority of them. Unfortunately, because I moved house, some had got lost.
Yes.
So, yeah. It would have been interesting to read the teenage ones again, but they were lost, so unfortunately. Because it would have been nice to see how far now I've found myself as I'm older, the person that I would have been then to what I am now.
Yes, emotionally, intellectually, it would be, I'm sure, interesting to see that. And from a writing standpoint as well, how do you think your poetry has evolved over the years?
I've got quite a funny story about evolving. For many years, I've always talked quite well and given good speeches. But when I came to writing it sometimes, I would sort of get lost. It wouldn't come out the way I wanted it to come out. So I since found out that I'm moderately dyslexic. So I now put in place things that now that I know that when I'm writing it, I've got things that it will come out the way that I'm thinking it's going to come out.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That is an interesting story. The book, it touches so many topics. Prime Poems. Shoreline is one, and I mentioned that you live in what you described as just this beautiful place. It sounds like a place to you can go, you can enjoy life, you can enjoy nature, you can have this perspective that you can share with people. Talk about Shoreline, that poem, and how that came about.
Yes, just contemplating standing on we've got lovely sandy beaches, and just sitting there and watching the waves, and because we're only nine miles by 5 miles, our island, so it's quite small. And so we've got these beautiful beaches where you just go and sit down and contemplate. You know, that's where my inspiration was from that one, and watching your thoughts go with the waves out. So.
Yeah, that has to be almost the ideal spot, I would think, just to reflect and to put things into perspective and to get creative ideas. You mentioned that as a teenager, this whole interest in poetry started, and you realized that you're very good at this. It's a gift. You can put things, express things so we all can understand and, again, relate to. Who were some of your influences at that age? Were you reading poets? Have you sort of been inspired by poets throughout your career?
Yeah, the only one I've really ever read was Spike Milligan.
Interesting.
And yeah, I'm an avid book reader, but I'm more into thriller books and true crimes than I am reading another poetry book. Funny enough. I don't know why.
Now that is interesting. I was going to ask you if you're working on more poetry. Are you working on another book? Not necessarily a book of poetry.
I'm working on a book, but this one's going to be a lot harder because I've covered one of the poems. It's called Béchet's, and I've got three autoimmune diseases, and they're quite rare. And I wanted to highlight the journey that I've taken, getting a diagnosis to learning how to cope with it. So sort of like a little journey to hopefully help other people through the same sort of thing.
How are you doing now?
I take day by day, and you just learn to accept that. But because they're all very rare, I mean, one of them, hardly anyone's ever heard of at all. So that's why I also wanted to put one of my autoimmune diseases in the book, to raise awareness for other people that are suffering this.
Yes, that are going through what you've gone through and can get things, help and encouragement through your perspective. Alison Fromager, our guest on the program. She's the author of Prime Poems. The book's available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. Of course, at Amazon as well. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What kind of reaction? How much fun has this been, this whole writing process, having the book published and being able to touch people with your stories?
I love it. I love to have great feedback. I've had several people come direct to me and say, oh my goodness, you brought tears to my eyes, or really heartfelt words. But I wanted to keep the poems as simple as possible and not use words that people may not understand.
Yes.
So, and it's nice to hear that, because even though you think your work might be okay, it's nice to have a reinstatement to say, yeah, this is fantastic.
Well, and all the reviews that I've read have been very, very favorable for the book Prime Poems. I mentioned the what if, one of the poems in the book, and Shoreline as well. You start off, the first poem in the book is Distance. Eternal Flame starts it off, and the last is Distance. Let's talk about those. Eternal Flame is the first one in the book. Talk about the significance of that.
it's just seeing, this was all about Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
And what I wanted to do was, I wanted not to name him. I wanted to put it so that anyone who was such a bright star, changing things, we could associate that poem with that person, say like Princess Di or people who've changed the world for better. That's why I wanted to put, the fact that they're changing history as such and trying to make it into a better place.
And that's one of the main reasons I'm trying to say that this is touching so many people, as you can read the poem, it brings all sorts of thoughts to mind in this particular case. Yeah. It gives us all sort of a goal, something that we really all need to be striving for. Distance is the last one in the book. Talk about that.
Distance is what I feel almost now. Being a single parent, you are told you have a soulmate out there somewhere. And there are times when you've got a close association with someone and you can't really say anything.
Yes, yes.
So, that's one of the hardest subjects I've had to deal with, because, do you or do you not go down and change a friendship into something else? And it'll totally change everything, and maybe sometimes for the worse.
Well, yes, exactly. I think everybody has gone through something or knows somebody that's gone through something like this, and it's like, okay, should I be honest and say something or not, because you're afraid of jeopardizing that relationship? Just, again, one of the many themes that you talk about in the book. So much anger is interesting as well, especially in the world we're living in now.
Yes, there is. Every time you look at the news, there's not ever really good news anymore. There's always something going on in the world, and you think to yourself, surely as a human race, we should be, we're humankind. We should be kind to one another. That's what I feel anyway. So I wanted to raise that as an issue where, we are become very busy people, and we haven't got time for each other, and it's important that we have time for each other. It is quite an angry world.
It is, and when you read that poem and others you have in the book, Prime Poems, you suddenly realize, okay, maybe we should slow things down here just a little bit, enjoy, appreciate what we have, try to make the world and myself, better, but at least we should be doing something positive and having some positive thoughts. The nice thing, too, about the book Prime Poems is you can sit and you can read all of them. You can go back and pick and choose. Once you've read through them, you can go back from time to time, some of your favorites, and go back and read those. What are some of the reactions that you're getting from friends and family who have a chance, many of them probably, to the first time you've shared these reflections with them?
Yes. Now, I had a request for some more upbeat ones in the next book.
Well, so. Yeah. But the emotions you go through that are not necessarily joyful are the ones that we all go through. And it's interesting that you can see somebody else, how they've gone through and how they've persisted through that. So you're working on a book now. Any idea when you might be ready to talk about that?
Oh, my goodness. I would say it's going to take me at least 6 months to write it. I've just started base writing is what I call it.
Yes.
So doing like what chapters I'm going to do and what order, because otherwise it's all going to come out jumbled out.
Yes, a little organization going in. It's interesting. We'll be watching for that. You've really touched so many people in a positive way with the book Prime Poems. Allison Fromager, our guest on the program. That's Fromager. Book's available, of course, at Amazon. You'll find it at bookventure.com in their bookstore. Allison, a pleasure having you on the program. A pleasure having the opportunity to read Prime Poems. Best of luck with everything. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the new book at some point.
Great. Thank you very much for having me on.
It is our pleasure. Thank you for being with us. Once again, Prime Poems. Allison Fromager, our guest on the program. Information available by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.